Madhumaruva Kunyavihari Nopinana Malabha Kirivarara Malabha Kirivarara Hore Yasuda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana Yasuda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Te Ramana Chalte Jamuna Te Ramana Chalte Madhava Kunja Vihadi Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihadi Jana Balabha Kiri Vardhati Nopi Jana Balabha Kiri Vardhati Nana Prajana Ranjana Yasodana Nana Prajana Ranjana Yamuna Tera Vanachalti Yamuna Te Ravana Chalte Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Vihari Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravidakacharya Olsutera Satashi Shimad His Divine Grace Abhaya Chadanara Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Anantakoti Vaishnav Vrind Ki Jai, Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai, Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sirveda Gadadha Sivasiddhi Gauravakta Vrind Ki Jai, Shishi Radhakrishna Gopagopinath Shayam Kund Radhakunda, Giri Govardhan ki jai, Vrindavanam ki jai, Mathuram ki jai, Jagannatha Swami ki jai, Yamuna Maya ki jai, Shrimati Lasi Devi Gajaya Samaveda Bhakta Varinda Gajaya Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees, all glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nirvasesha Sanyavadi Paschachatesha Tarni. So, doesn't exactly fit. So, Om Ganat Timurandasha Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshurun Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So, today we are celebrating the annual Panihati Festival. And the reason it's called the Panihati Festival is that something very special occurred in Panihati. And Panihati is a village in West Bengal. So what happened in Panihati was so special? So first we're going to talk about the personalities in this particular story. One personality, perhaps the most important personality in this story, is named Lord Nityananda. Anyone's heard of Lord Nityananda before? No. Okay, anyway, there's the Panchatattva. Panchatattva means when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, he appeared with his associates, Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya, Srivas Thakur, and Gadadhar Pandit Goswami. Therefore, it's called the Panchatattva, the five aspects of the absolute truth. So, one thing that's very interesting about one of the personalities, of course, they're all very interesting, but one of them in particular, Lord Nityananda, is very interesting because he is Balaram. Anyone's heard of Balaram? No. Balaram and Krishna were in Vrindavan. Balaram is Krishna's brother. He's non-different from Krishna. Dvaita Chuta Nadir Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navyobanam Cha. So, anyway, so Balaram is the original what? Guru. Nayamatma Bala Hinina Labhva. Without the mercy of Balaram, one does not get any mercy. And of course, we're all asking for mercy. Of course, most of us think mercy means a nice car, right? A nice car, nice wife, forget it. Nice, what else? House, a nice job, a nice, sorry for those you who are ladies. Nice dhoti? No. I don't think so. But mercy, let's talk about Balarama. Okay? Bala means strength. So it doesn't mean someone who wins a weightlifting contest or something like that. It means spiritual strength. What is spiritual strength? Spiritual strength is described in the Bhagavatam. So it's described as renunciation from this material world, being disinterested in things of this world, being disinterested and not controlled by the modes of passion, ignorance, and goodness. That's spiritual strength, and having knowledge of Krishna consciousness. So that, anyway, so Bala, and then Ram means to what? Enjoy. So, someone is coming. Oh, it's been feeding the baby. So, Balaram means spiritual strength and enjoyment. Because without enjoyment, there's no spiritual strength. Raso Varjam, Raso Pyapsha, Param Drishtani Vartate. By having a higher taste, a higher enjoyment, one becomes renounced from this material world, one becomes spiritually strong. So we need the mercy of Balaram. So Balaram appears in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes as Lord Nityananda. Balaram Hoila Nitai. And without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, no one can have the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. there's a whole progression that's mentioned by the acharyas. First of all, one approaches the guru, who is a representative of Lord Nityananda, and gets Lord Nityananda's mercy. And by getting Lord Nityananda's mercy, then one can become free from something called anarthas. Anarthas means things that you don't really want, like lust, anger, greed, illusion, envy, etc., fear. And then one comes, at that point, one can approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to the ecstatic platform. And then when you get Lord Chaitanya's mercy, then you can approach the six Goswamis of Vrindavan and understand the most intimate aspects of Krishna's pastimes, which are the pastimes between Krishna and Radharani, or Radha-Krishna pastimes. Okay. So with that preface, we're going to talk about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So once upon a time, as all stories start, there was this person named Raghunath. And he had a very nice father and uncle, Govardhan. That's a nice father, isn't it? Wish my father was Govardhan. Anyway, no, not Govardhan Hill, but he was named Govardhan. So Govardhan, and his uncle's name was Horanya, which is gold. Anyway, so not exactly like Hiranyakashipu, who is Mr. Goldbed, or Hiranyaksha, Mr. Goldeye. So he was, anyway, that was his father and his uncle. And he was from a very, very rich family. The family actually was engaged in collecting taxes for the government. In those days, the tax collectors got to keep a portion of the taxes. And guess what? They collected a lot of taxes because that's an incentive. Nowadays, the tax collectors, you know, IRS. Anyone's heard of the IRS before? Now the IRS, they're salaried people, so they're not that attentive in so far as collecting taxes, and every year there's billions or maybe tens of billions or maybe trillions of dollars of taxes that remain uncollected. So I'm not saying that the IRS members should get an incentive, a portion of the taxes they collect. But in those days it was like that. And so they were very, very rich, and being very rich, they wanted their children to enjoy life like them. Especially they wanted Raghunath to enjoy life like them. But Raghunath, being a Nitya Siddha devotee, that means he was a devotee from his past. Someone eternally liberated, coming down into the material world to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They're sadhana siddha devotees, that means people performing chanting in order to become Krishna conscious. And there's nitya-siddha devotees. There's also kripa-siddha devotees. That means people will become pure because of some special mercy. Don't bet on it. You got to work for it. And also there's nitya-bhada people, not devotees. That means eternally liberated souls. Eternally conditioned souls, sorry. So anyway, so he's an interested devotee. He comes from the spiritual world. So obviously he's completely disinterested in everything in this world. And even though he has so much money and everything and such a beautiful wife and gold, a lot of gold. I mean, today he'd be considered like Elon Musk or Bill Gates. You know, his family was like that. To that extent, that's how rich they were. Mountains of gold. And therefore, he was disinterested, and he kept trying to run away from home just to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one day, he actually had two meetings with Lord Chaitanya before he got Lord Nityananda's mercy. So one day he went to Shantipur where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu advised him, don't act crazy. You should act like someone who is attached to the material world, but internally be detached. Lord Chaitanya gave the example of someone who has a paramour. That means, we won't tell you what that means. Anyway, someone who is not faithful to his wife, or a lady who's not faithful to her husband. In other words, they act perfectly. It's like it stated, too much devotion is a sign of a thief, right? Like if all of a sudden your husband or wife is just like, yes, whatever you want, I will do. How many rotis do you want today? Something's happening. Either that or they spend too much money on the credit card. So Lord Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunath Das, don't act like crazy, act like an ordinary pound, shilling, pence. Of course, that's an English expression. Or dollars, $10, $100 pen. So act like that. And so for a while, he was able to do it. And he actually did quite a good job at it. In fact, he was able to negotiate a settlement with a particular individual who was envious of his parents because his parents had kept more money from the tax collection than they were supposed to. So this particular individual put him in jail, and he was able to, using politics, sweet words, actually saying to this individual that we're just like, I'm like your son, and you're a great saint. It's politics. Politics can be used in Krishna consciousness sometimes. Not bad politics. Anyway, so in this way he was able to negotiate a settlement between this particular individual and his parents who had been threatened with arrest. And he acted like a perfect businessman in many different ways. His parents thought, you know, he's doing great. Fantastic. But then after a while, he began to revert and start to run away. But his parents were so rich, they had like bodyguards around him just to keep him from running away. So each time he tried to run away, they brought him back. And he met a second time with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Still, he couldn't escape from home. I'm not saying that all of you should run away from home. That's not Krishna consciousness. Don't get scared. Yet I'm prescribing this, you know, just leave your hearth and home. No. This was his pastime. Remember this. Generally, for most of us, what is it? Stani sita shruti katam tan van manobir. Just remain where you are and be Krishna conscious. You're not meant to be like Raghunath Das Goswami. You should be like Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In this day and age, the perfect example where 99.99999% of the people is Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who remained at home and preached Krishna consciousness with his family, and quite a large family. And fortunately, I'm not part of that 99.9999%. I'm the 0.00001%. Thank God. Anyway, so don't get scared. This is not a story encouraging people to imitate Raghunath Das, or Raghunath Das Goswami, as he'll later be known. Okay, so then what happens is that Raghunath Das hears that there is a festival going on, or a meeting between Lord Nityananda and his devotees in a place called Panihati. That's the village I mentioned in the beginning. And so he thinks, I have to get the mercy of Lord Nityananda so that I can actually carry out my objective in life to be able to join Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu full time. Okay, so he goes to Panihati, and he's humble. That's another important point, that most people who have a lot of money are not humble. As Queen Kunti says, Janmaichar Swarya, people who have so-called good birth in a high family or opulence or bodily beauty or intelligence, more than ordinary intelligence, They're not humble. They just look down upon other people. And they think they can get away with anything. You read about this in the news, about sometimes very rich people, that they abuse others and they just pay them off or something like that. So, but he is extremely humble. He doesn't even go close to Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda, he's like 100 meters away. And Lord Nityananda sees him and he says, come here. And he has his men bring Raghunath Das right to him. And Lord Nityananda puts his feet on Raghunath Das's head and says, you are a thief. You are trying to avoid me. So I'm arresting you and I'm going to give you a fine. And that fine is you should make a first class festival with chip rice and yogurt, chip rice and condensed milk and different types of bananas and everything like that. And of course here, I'm sure there are going to be other substances in the chip rice. We're very inventive. Yeah, chip rice with quinoa. Pizza chip rice. You know, I mean, next year, pizza chip rice. Yeah, with melted cheese and everything like that. But, so there, what happened is there were 400 large pots, and the rice was all soaked in hot milk and then divided. One half of the rice was with yogurt, sugar, and bananas. The other half was with condensed milk, champakala, a special type of very sweet banana, sugar, ghee, and camphor. And Lord Nityananda sat on a platform and he had this chip rice distributed to everyone. Everyone was given two pots, you know, two different types of chip rice. And there were so many people who came that there was not even any room for everybody. And some people had to go in the river and eat their chip rice half submerged, you know, with the water up to their waist. That's how many people. And then Lord Nityananda did something very, very special through his spiritual potency. He brought Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. Because by the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you can get Lord Chaitanya. And without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, you can have Lord Chaitanya. But not that everybody saw that. Not that everybody saw that. And he was going around, and with each and every one of these pots, he was feeding Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a little bit of the chip rice. And so, in this way, eventually he sat down with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was taking prasadam with him, taking chip rice and the yogurt and the condensed milk with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then, this devotee, right in the middle of this whole big festival, Raghava Pandit, who is actually Damayanti in Krishna's pastimes, and has described that he's such a great cook that Radharani cooks in his kitchen, because he's an eternal associate of Srimati Radharani, that he comes with more food to give out to everybody. And Lord Nityananda says, you know, I'm enjoying a picnic. I'm like a coward boy. And this, we like to have picnics by the bank of the river, in the sandy shore of the bank of the river. So later on, we'll go to your house, and we will take prasadam at night. So everybody was remembering the coward boys, and then the shopkeepers came from all around, because this is India, remember. Whenever there's a festival, everybody comes to sell things. Just like in our Srinam Mayapur, in the beginning, it was just an empty road. Many years ago when we first went to Mayapur, it was just an empty road. But as soon as the devotees came and there were festivals, then there's thousands of shops lining up both sides of the road. You can't even drive a car there anymore, basically, because everybody's selling things. So all the shopkeepers came to sell things. And Raghunath Das bought all their ingredients, all the stuff that they had in their shops, and he distributed and fed the same shopkeepers with all the prasadam that they had brought. So it was an amazing, amazing festival. And then Lord Nityananda, at the end of this festival, gave Raghunath Das all his own remnants, and remnants like betel nuts and flowers, etc., 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 like that. That night, so that was the festival itself. Actually, there's an evening portion of the festival. That night at Raghava Pandit's house, Raghava Pandit, as I mentioned before, is Dinishta. There was a big festival, and Lord Chaitanya was there, brought by Lord Nityananda's mercy. And there was a tremendous amount of prasadam cooked, and Lord Nityananda was taking prasadam, and then Raghava Pandit arranged for Raghunath Das to actually eat the remnants of direct remnants of Lord Nityananda. And by eating the direct remnants of Lord Nityananda, it says, this is the way you'll be freed from all your entanglements. This is very interesting. So the next morning, after this whole festival, Raghunath Das arranged to give charity to all of Lord Nityananda's devotees, as well as Lord Nityananda. And he begged to actually get the mercy of Lord Nityananda, be able to escape from the situation that he was in, that he wanted to just perform devotional service with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So then Lord Nityananda praised Raghunath Das, saying that your opulence of renunciation is just like that of Bharat Maharaj, who left the kingdom like this in one instant. And he asked all the Vaishnavas to bless Raghunath Das, put his feet on Raghunath Das's head, and said, in the future, predicting what was going to happen, you will be under the shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami and be with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. So what happened shortly after that, Raghunath Das was able to escape from home because of a trick. And his spiritual master was into the trick with him. His spiritual master's name was Yadanandana Acharya. And so, remember I mentioned Raghunath Das had all these guards around him. Even when he went to the Panihati festival, they had the guards to make sure he didn't escape. All these, they were like 20, 30 big, heavy men. But what happened is that one night, Raghunath Das, of course, after this encounter with Lord Nityananda, never went back to his home, but he slept outside of the home in what's called the Durga Mandap. So one night, late at night, his spiritual master, Yadanandana Acharya, came to him. And he said to him that, I have this pujari who's supposed to be doing deity worship for Radhagalokananda. I added that. For the deities. And he's not doing his service. Can you go and preach to him? And his spiritual master was in this trick. So he and his spiritual master took a long walk, and I guess he did preach. It's not mentioned that he didn't preach to the disciple. And he told his spiritual master, don't worry, I'll take care of everything. And then somehow or other, because it was India, and what happens in India with guards at night? They sleep. I've had that experience. Many times I've been at Govardhan, I've had to wake up the guards. Like that. It's true. So the guards were sleeping, so he was able to escape in the middle of the night. At the same time, the devotees from Mayapur and West Bengal, they were on their way to Jagannath Puri, but he knew he couldn't join them because then he'd be discovered and they could actually bring him back. So he went, and he took 12 days to go through the back alleyways, basically, just the villages, to Jagannath Puri. And during those 12 days, he only ate for 3 of those days, and what he ate was basically a little milk from milkman or little fried grains or something like that. And he arrives at Jagannath Puri. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy to see him that he embraces him immediately. And he immediately puts him under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami and immediately makes arrangement for Raghunath Das's prasadam. So for 3 or 5 days, Raghunath Das is taking the remnants, direct remnants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and being taken care of. But after some time, he thinks, this is not actually the duty of a sannyasi to be eating opulent food. Of course, I was always thinking, why Lord Chaitanya's eating opulent food, but he's God. He's not an ordinary sannyasi. Because later on, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives Raghunath Das these instructions that you should not wear fine clothing. You should not think of enjoying women even in dreams. You should not think, you should not eat opulent food. These are the injunctions for a sannyasi. Remember this. And a sannyasi, other things he mentioned, a sannyasi should be independent. Should not depend on others' mercy, because otherwise his sense of judgment becomes skewed. Just like if you're dependent, thinking someone has to cook for you to live, then you're controlled by that person, right? What can I say? So therefore, I learned how to cook. So, you know, sometimes I will eat food someone else cooks, if it's offered to Krishna, of course. But there's this independence that one has to cultivate as a sannyasi, and that was Lord Chaitanya's instructions to Raghunath Das Goswami. So Raghunath Das Goswami stopped taking the remnants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then eventually he exhibits even more renunciation. He starts begging for his foodstuffs at the Singhadwara gate, which is the main lion gate at the Jagannath temple. And the pujaris and the pandas, as they come out, they arrange for prasadam for people who are begging. And eventually he realizes that's really not so good for a sannyasi. And he goes to the soup kitchen. There's a special kitchen for distribution free food for those who are beggars. Because he sees that if you're dependent on particular individuals, like someone's coming out of the temple, and you're thinking, he's going to give me some nice food today, and he's not going to. So you discriminate according to how someone pleases your senses or someone doesn't please your senses. And that's not really a sannyasi's business either. So sannyasi has to be independent. Abhaya sattva samshuri jnana yoga vavasatihi. I've actually been advising one of the devotees who's working with me, who's taking sannyas very soon, about the details of sannyas. I told him, you've got to learn how to cook. If you don't learn how to cook, you can't be a real sannyasi. You see, Prabhupada was an expert cook. Prabhupada was not dependent. Prabhupada came to America. He wasn't dependent on anybody. He wasn't dependent on having any money. He wasn't dependent upon any followers. He was simply dependent on Krishna. Abhaya, isn't it? Abhaya Chandanaravinda. So Raghunath Das Goswami, eventually he's just eating from that soup kitchen. And then after some time, he even starts to take the rejected rice that the cows wouldn't eat, and he washes it, and that's his food. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Swarup Damodar Goswami actually take some of that, and they say, why are you keeping all this nice food for yourself? And of course, Swarup Damodar Goswami prohibits Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from taking more than one just little morsel. So he shows the topmost renunciation. Even at one time, his parents were sending him money that he was using to host Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 2 days a month. And then he gave that up also, because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said a sannyasi should not be accepting money for himself from materialistic people. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered Raghunath Das's father and uncle to be materialistic people, because they had some desire. Even though they were almost devotees, what's called Vaishnava Praya. So that happened. And then finally, after some time, when Raghunath Das Goswami was serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded him with eternal residence in Vrindavan. And how we did that was that he gave Raghunath Das Goswami this Govardhan Shila and what's called the Gunjamala, these little berries, you know, red and white berries. And the Gunjamala indicates the presence of Srimati Radharani, and Govardhan, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, is the transcendental body of Lord Krishna himself. So when Lord Chaitanya, so he stayed with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for a longer period of time than any of the other Goswamis of Vrindavan. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world, Raghunath Das Goswami decided to leave this world too by jumping from Govardhan Hill. But he was prohibited and prevented from doing that because the other Goswamis of Vrindavan recognized that he had more information about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes than anyone else. So every day they would engage Raghunath Das Goswami in reciting Lord Chaitanya's pastimes for at least an hour or two a day. And Raghunath Das Goswami is known as the acharya of the aspect of devotional service called prayojana, the ultimate goal of devotional service. And he resided in the topmost place, according to the Vedic literature is Radha Kund. And he was considered to be the Radha Kund Acharya. He actually developed Radha Kund. And he was such or so renounced that he didn't want to build a kutir or a place for himself to live in Radha Kund. In spite of Radha Kund being surrounded by wild animals, and sometimes it was too hot, sometimes it was rainy, sometimes it was too cold. And eventually, Sanatan Goswami, one of the other Goswamis of Vrindavan, forced him to build a kutir. When Sanatan Goswami saw one time, he saw that Radharani was shielding Raghunath Das Goswami from the sun, because the sun is very hot during the summer there. And then he saw another time that Krishna was protecting Raghunath Das Goswami with a stick. Krishna personally was holding the stick to protect Raghunath Das Goswami from tigers. And so Raghunath Das Goswami, he reluctantly built himself a kutir. And he would be chanting and serving the Vaishnavas. Described, he would chant at least 64 rounds a day. He would offer obeisances to 1,000 or 2,000 Vaishnavas a day, go around Govardhan Hill every day, and rest at the utmost an hour and a half a day, and sometimes not even that. So this is the story, the Panihati story. It all started with Panihati getting the mercy of Lord Nityananda. So therefore, we can learn from this particular story that we should obtain the mercy of Lord Nityananda. How do you get the mercy of Lord Nityananda? You approach Lord Nityananda's representative first. Of course, for us, all of us, that's His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And please, Lord Nityananda and his representative, like Raghunath Das Goswami did. So how can we please Lord Nityananda and his representative? Of course, first of all, follow the process of bhakti. That's the foundational principle. But then, do what Lord Nityananda did, which is to bring others to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. Yari dekatari gai Krishna padesh, amari gai guru hoi tore desh. Lord Nityananda's business is to go door to door and approach the most degraded people, not only the most degraded people. You know, not going to simply look for the most degraded. I mean, they come to me automatically. But to approach everyone without discrimination, like Lord Nityananda approached Jagai and Madai, and somehow or other be compassionate enough to bring them to Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. So, anyway, that's the Panihati Festival, so thank you very much. I spoke a little longer than I was supposed to, but... So now, so I guess that's it. All glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, Ki Jai, Raghunath Das Goswami, Ki Jai, Lord Chaitanya, Ki Jai, Radhagalokananda ki jai. So now we're going to have the part of the festival that everybody's waiting for. Well, actually, before, what everybody's waiting for is eating, but this is before eating. So,
Jai Shri Gaur Nitai ki, Nityananda Prabhu ki, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ki. So, everyone can stand up and have a look at all the beautiful pots here. And then again, please be seated. You can also come in front quickly, have a look, and then please take a seat. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.